proclamation number 5845 dated the January 5th, 1954. Predetermined fate. God's love and help. I come close to the sick and weak in order to heal and strengthen them. I come to the saddened and depressed in order to comfort and assure them of my support. I take the victims of persecution into my arms so that they may find a home again with me, and I lift up the fallen to help them find a foothold again and become happy. I come to all who merely call upon me with a thought, who believe in a God and Father, who don't reject me when I want to help them. And they can all consider themselves fortunate that my ear hears their call, that my eye sees their tribulation and that my heart belongs to them because they are my children, because they believe. Yet I also approach all unbelievers, I try to make myself known to them as a helper in order to stimulate them into appealing for my help or into gratefully accepting it. Indeed, I often approach the unbelievers in the form of adversity and grief so that they shall remember me, whom they certainly know of yet don't want to know. For no human being is entirely without knowledge about the Creator and Provider of all things. However, many lack belief in the connection between the Creator and His living creation, and this unbelief prevents them from looking for the connection which, however, would convince them of me and my activity, and could also convince them of the immense love which connects me with all that is created. This faith makes the human being very happy and also lets him find the path to me as soon as he is in trouble. All the adversity would be insufferable were I not aware of it and unable to provide my help wherever there is faith. The fact that there is always a way out, that the time of adversity and suffering is repeatedly succeeded by an endurable period of time again is not coincidence, not a matter of course. It is my intervention, my guidance, it is my reign and activity, which is distinctly recognizable in a human being's fate. And every person's course of fate should lead to faith in me. Yet anyone who does not acknowledge me also rejects a predetermined fate. He tries to explain everything as being due to his own strength or lack of strength without realizing where he receives the strength from and why he can also be weak. The acknowledgement of me and a call to me would truly result in a substantial change in his thinking as well as his spiritual and earthly state during his life on earth. I won't deny myself to anyone who calls upon me, yet I hold myself back where I am met by open resistance, where the rejection of me is so extensive that even physical adversity will not result in any change of mind. And then there will be great danger that the one who has achieved his goal in displacing me completely will intervene. And he will provide amply an earthly life in exchange for everything that could lead to life and eternity. He poisons the soul and subjects it to a death, which is far more painful than the most arduous earthly life, for this comes to an end but the soul will have to suffer forever, until it acknowledges me one day and appeals to me for help, which it will also be granted. Amen.